We are home now. Boots are washed and shiny in the sunlight as they dry off. You're watching me write, yet quite in a dream, about eating the lotus. Dreaming of faraway lands, promises, images and pictures that are not real, because real does not seduce in the way that an Instagram filter does. There's an app for that, and in your mind's eye, which is oh so busy, you think about getting another app to take you, as I start a new page titled Kindly, Gently, Slowly. How mad is that? As a title, you point and laugh, pushing your hair back as you stand up, indignant, your enchanted reverie ruined. On what planet is anyone looking to be kind, gentle, and slow? We are busy. We rush. We cannot sit still. We move fast, break things, and endlessly swipe and scroll. We are important and must not be caught napping. Do you know how fast things are happening now? You stab at me as you ask, as if I was a bumpkin, straw in my hair, looking for a telephone box. You begin to stride around, arms flailing, as you manically explain to me, your voice rising, the pulse in your throat throbbing. Don't just sit there staring at me, you shout at me. I don't flinch. I don't move. I don't react. I sit, kindly, gently, slowly. How mad is that? That I don't join you? That I don't feel silly and humiliated? I'm not upset, offended, justifying, explaining, embarrassed. You've run out of steam now and finally flop down beside me, knees apart, elbows resting on them, bowed over, head in your hands, fingers in your hair, breathing fast, shaking slightly in response to having been so angry with me so quickly. Now I can see you feel slightly silly. I can sense it. And you lean back with a dramatic sigh, eyes closed, dust swirling around you in a beam of sunlight coming through the window, hitting the old sofa in your room. I watch the dust in the light, dancing, swirling, gently falling.